outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, 10 people have been killed in a school shooting in the Austrian city of Graz, including the suspect, a 21-year-old man. The other victims are 6 females and 3 males. Police spokesman Sabri Jorgen described the moment officers were called to the scene this morning.
At around 10 o'clock, we received reports of numerous shots heard inside a building on Münzgrabenstrasse in Graz. Following that, the operation began, including our special unit. In the meantime, the situation is currently being secured. That means there's no further danger to the public.
The Austrian president, Alexander van der Bellen, has called the shooting a horror that can't be put into words. The government says a new nuclear plant in Suffolk is a statement of intent. More than £14 billion is being invested in Sizewell C, with unions among those welcoming the announcement. Greta Thunberg has accused Israel of kidnap after officials seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and deported her. The 22-year-old climate campaigner was among a dozen people on a yacht trying to break sea blockade. She's been speaking after arriving in France.
They did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel. But that is not the real story here. The real story is that there is a genocide going on in Gaza and a systematic starvation.
Israel insists its actions are consistent with international law. The UK has put sanctions on 2 Israeli government ministers over the war in Gaza. The country's foreign minister has called it outrageous and unacceptable. The author of the hit novel turned Oscar-nominated picture Conclave says the king revealed to him that he has watched the film. Robert Harris was formally made a CBE by His Majesty for services to literature at Buckingham Palace this morning. Jacqueline Wilson, best known for her children's books, was made a Dame Grand Cross for her services to the same industry at the ceremony. The weather becoming increasingly dry, sunny and warm, actually humid in places, with a high of 23. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM, from Global.
Hall of Fame 3 at 3 time, Mozart has 13 entries in your chart, more than any other composer, but only one of his 41 symphonies makes it.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
It is a re-entry for Coppelia, the music of Leo Delibes, one of 10 ballets in this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame. 4 years away, Coppelia is back. The waltz played by Kent Nagano and the Lyon Opera Orchestra. And Mozart, his only symphony in the top 300, is number 40. We heard the opening played by Concertus Musicus Vienna under the baton of Nicholas Arnincourt. And Tchaikovsky, after Mozart, is the most popular composer in this year's chart. This is part of his Pathétique, the finale to Symphony No. 6. an extraordinary finale to an extraordinary symphony by Tchaikovsky, Symphony No. 6. We heard that fourth movement performed by Musique Eterna here on Classic FM at number 110, a climb of two places this year in the Hall of Fame. And I mentioned he's the second most popular composer in your charts, just two behind Mozart with 11 entries. Dan Walker is our man with the Hall of Fame Hour on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. They were being looked after by the conductor Neville Mariner and the man, by the way, who first created that orchestra back in the 1960s. Neville Mariner played us the third movement of Symphony No. 5 by Franz Schubert. It is 29 minutes past three on Classic FM. And I can tell you that thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £208 million. Should we take a moment to imagine what we could do with that? Maybe a Michelin star food safari around Europe. Be rather nice, wouldn't it? Best of luck, by the way, if you are taking part in tonight's draw.
Classic FM.
Craig Ogden, playing us the music of Enrique Granados, one of his Spanish dances, Danzas Españolas. And before it, 633 Squadron by Ron Goodwin, and looking after the central band of the Royal Air Force, Wing Commander Duncan Stubbs. Tomorrow morning, Wing Commander Walker's in charge.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Fine bunch of musicians. On Classic FM with the El Cid Overture by Rozza, Kenneth Olwen was our man on the platform to conduct.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
And we say thank you to Lézard Florizant and conductor William Christie for the prelude to Te Deum by Marc-Antoine Charpentier and Fossils, Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, and a performance by the soloists of the Orchestral Ensemble of Paris. It is 4:15, which means around the corner, waiting in the wings, Margarita Taylor on Classic FM from 4 until 7, after Master Singers. We'll be right back. never one to do anything by halves. Richard Wagner and the prelude to the Master Singers of Nuremberg. Great performance as well by the London Philharmonic Orchestra for you and me. And up there to conduct, it was Klaus Tennstedt. Margarita Taylor is with us in a matter of moments. I hope to see you tomorrow for Classic FM Requests. We'll start at one.
Classic FM.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Swollen gums, bad breath, bleeding whilst brushing. All signs of potential gum disease, a major cause of tooth loss. At Darwood & Tanner, our expert periodontists can help restore your gums and save your teeth. Using a range of cutting-edge procedures, from minimally invasive to advanced corrective surgery, we ensure that you are always in the best hands. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh,
thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes. Smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Imagine a EuroMillions jackpot. Now make it massiver!
Get that EuroMillions feeling this Tuesday with a chance to win our incredible £208 million jackpot.
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The people of Britain love their ice baths. They've bought loads of them. With the Barclaycard Platinum, they could also save with 0% interest for up to 24 months on purchases, which is a nice, warm feeling. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example. 24.9% APR representative variable and 24.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. 9 people have been killed in a shooting at a secondary school in southeastern Austria. The suspected gunman was also killed. Interior Minister Gerhard Karner says the shooter was a former pupil who didn't finish school. Police believe he was a 21-year-old who lived in Graz and used 2 guns. The country is to hold 3 days of national mourning. Christian Stocker is the Austrian Chancellor. We've translated his comments.
Today is a dark day in the history of our country. The shooting spree in a school in Graz, in the Dreischützengasse, is a national tragedy.
A female French middle school employee has been stabbed to death by a 15-year-old pupil during a bag check at their school east of Paris. The student's been detained at the François Dolto school in Nogent and an investigation is underway. 15 years after it was first proposed, the government's given the go-ahead for a £14.2 billion spend on a new nuclear power plant in Suffolk. But critics say it will likely overrun and be over budget. One has called it HS2 Mark II. 15 police officers have been injured in disorder on the streets of Ballymena. Police there say they came under sustained attack from masked rioters who threw petrol bombs, fireworks and bricks. The attacks are being investigated as racially motivated. A 29-year-old man has been arrested. Assistant Chief Constable Ryan Henderson had this